This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
There is certainly a proctor problem for the prosecution at the trial of Karen Reed. Testimony last week that was really just abhorrent and shocking at the same time. All kind of mixed with a twinge of, okay, he's really a horrible officer, but does it change anything about what actually happened that night? Here to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. What was your reaction after you saw that testimony last week?
Just abominable behavior,
yeah.
You know, and if there's anything we need to demand from law enforcement, it's be impeccable, be ethical, do the right thing. And this certainly casts doubt on his work. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's true that he may have done excellent police work, but somebody who behaves that way, it raises questions. And, you know, I don't think it proves that there was this, you know, elaborate conspiracy going on and that, you know, the defense's argument is true. But it's reasonable doubt in my mind at this point.
Yeah. Well, and it's certainly, I mean, what are the odds here that this, he just started behaving this way for the Karen Reed case alone?
Yeah, no. Definitely not. This is a guy who should not have that job. He really needs to be doing something apart from humans. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just bad behavior.
Yeah, he is still employed, by the way, because I did look that up because I was curious, like, does he still have the job? He does, but he is being investigated in an internal investigation, which may affect his employment. We'll see if that happens or not. I've seen too many of these where it looks really horrible and then it kind of settles down and the dust settles and we're just going to move you over here. Horrible, but let's hope that maybe there's enough spotlight on this that that's not how that ends. Let's take a look at some testimony from the case this last week. Some of that horrible, horrible testimony, talking about the text messages. Let's listen to this one. This is the defense discussing the text messages from Proctor and his text messages about Karen Reed. Let's take a look.
He must have been a puddle to accomplish that, correct?
That's what he wrote.
And then you write back, quote, "She waffled him. I looked at his body at the hospital," right?
Correct.
You used the phrase "waffled" about a Boston police officer who had fallen in the snow and died in someone's yard. And you decided to use the word "waffled him," correct?
Objection.
So sustained. Ask it differently, Mr. Jackson.
Did you answer, "She waffled him, I looked at his body at the hospital"?
I did answer that, yes.
And then Bird questioned, "She waffled him," correct?
Yes.
And then you responded, "He was banged up." Is that right?
Yes.
Then a person with the phone number 0095 wrote, "I thought he was drunk. Did he get beat up?" You see that?
I do.
And you wrote, "Nope." Is that right?
Correct.
Yet again, this is before 11 o'clock at night on January 29th, 2022, some 16 hours into your investigation. Is that right?
Yes.
So before you ever went to the crime scene, before you ever went into the house, only having interviewed three folks, you had this case nice and wrapped up, didn't you?
Yes, based on the evidence my office uncovered that day, the one shoe discovered at the scene, the one shoe at the hospital, Mr. O'Keefe's injuries, the broken taillight pieces underneath the snow.
Super Proctor, I didn't ask for an explanation. I asked, did you in your mind have this case wrapped up? Was it cut and dry in your mind?
Yes.
Bird then writes, so the owner of the house was a woman. Sorry, was a woman cop that beat him? Question mark. Right?
Yes.
And then you wrote, that's what I initially thought after talking to Canton paramedics. Is that right?
Yes.
So going back to more of the merits of the case itself, I mean, if you can excuse all of the horrible language that someone like that uses, I mean, we can discuss that more, but Going back to the merits of the case itself, he did think he had it wrapped up. I think a lot of people would look at this case quite honestly and go, yeah, it looks like he got hit by a car, especially with the evidence that does exist. Take all of his language out of it. Take everything else out of it. The evidence still kind of looks like that.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And as I've said quite a few times, I do not buy that she did it on purpose. I don't buy that it's murder, but the lady was in a blackout. Yep. Her short-term memory and her brain, the hippocampus, was shut off. Mm-hmm. So she can't even know what really happened.
Yeah.
And I think it was just a terrible accident, and people had way too much to drink. And it was, as they say, accident waiting to happen. This was not a good outcome.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.